the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahbisu ad-du'a. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tunzilu al-bala. Allahumma ighfir li كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك
اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. Oh Allah, forgive me for the sins which bring about tribulations. In this regard, we have sufficiently discussed two of the sins causing the descendants of the tribulations. One was negligence to the pleading of the afflicted, and the second one that was discussed in the previous program was not helping the oppressed. The third cause, or in better terms, the third sin causing the descendants of tribulations is the abandonment of the enjoining good and forbidding evil. Let us start discussing this important factor, this important duty. In fact, enjoining to good, forbidding evil, they are two divine duties, not one duty. Practicing these two duties is obligatory for anyone who has the necessary conditions. Of course, there are some conditions mentioned for the obligation of these two duties. If the person knows the good and knows the evil, if the person does good and avoids evil himself, and all of the other conditions mentioned in the right place, if the person owns these conditions, it is necessary upon him to observe the rules of the Almighty. Abandoning these two duties is a cardinal sin and brings about many tribulations. Enjoining to good and forbidding evil are two important aspects of religion. Throughout history, all prophets were appointed to specifically establish these two important aspects of religion. If these two tasks are discarded, the movement of the prophethood would stop. I mean, the religion would be annihilated, because if these two tasks are not done in the society, they are left alone. Negligence, corruptions, misguidance, they would all spread everywhere. The cities would actually collapse. The people would perish. The Almighty Allah states in the Holy Quran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ From among you, there should be a party who invite to good and enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong, and these it is that shall be successful. Because the Holy Quran itself says that one of the main characteristics and features of true believers is that they are the guardians of each other.
Oh, first of the foremost, oh, last existence after the last. Oh, Allah, forgive me my such sins which tear away my safeguards. Oh, Allah, forgive me my by such sins as would bring down calamity. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins that would change your favor. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins that would hinder my supplications. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins which descend misfortunes. Oh Allah, forgive my sins that suppress hope. Oh Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed and every error that I have earned. Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances.
The Holy Quran says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. For the believing men and women, they are guardians of each other. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They enjoin good and they forbid evil. Not just in the verses of the Holy Quran, but also in many of the narrations from the Infallibles and the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we have seen the importance reflected in their words. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You people, you should enjoin good and you should forbid evil. أَوْ لَيُسْتَعْمَلُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ وَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُمْ. If you discard these two important duties, Allah would dominate the wicked ones on you. لَيُسْتَعْمَلُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ وَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُمْ. And your honest ones would pray to God, but their supplications would not be accepted. So you see, dear listeners, how the sins the people commit are interrelated to each other. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the supplication says, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tunzilu al-bala', forgive me for the sins which bring about tribulations. One of the sins that cause the tribulations of the Almighty Allah is this avoiding doing this activity, doing this duty, forbidding the evil, enjoining good. And at the same time, discarding these two duties is one of the reasons of the supplications not accepted. There, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahbisu ad-du'a. O Allah, forgive me the sins which hold back supplication. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let